In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If we pray, we will persevere. Yesterday, we had contemplated on the glorious transfiguration of our Lord. But our Lenten journey has not yet been over. We continue again with these very grave and important words of our Lord. And he spoke to the multitudes, as he always did before his passion. He says, "I go, and you will seek me, and in your sin you will die." In addition, he continued and said, "Where I go, you cannot come." And these are the words of our Lord, so grave and so holy and so true, for those who do not persevere in their prayers. Remember, Saint Francis de Sales always said to always strive to gain this perseverance. And he would always tell souls who he directed, to obtain the means of perseverance through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving, through the practice of the sacraments, as well as hearing the word of God. And how true it is to practice gaining this perseverance, to develop it in our soul through our prayers, but especially during this Lenten time. Yes, we persevere during the whole year, that God may come and call us to our final home in heaven, God willing. But all the more we can concentrate our efforts on the perseverance that we can have for this Lenten season. The glorious days of our Lord continue even up to now. And although we read in the Gospel of today that these questions, these statements of our Lord were directed to his own people, we can also point to ourselves and ask ourselves the question if we are going the same way as where our Lord will be going. Will we die in sin, or will we resurrect with our Lord? And many times we question why his people, his chosen ones, questioned him and said, "Who are you?" But how many times can we ask ourselves too, when we also ask the question, "Who are you, Lord?" Because of the many examples that we set that may not reflect our recognition of Lord as our Savior, as the creator of our universe, as the one who gave life to our soul. And therefore, it ought to inspire in us this perseverance to continue to be faithful to him to the end, that we continue to follow this journey, although short, yet quite burdensome, if we apply these means that St. Francis de Sales had said, through prayers, through fasting, through the giving of charity, then we will be able to succeed and obtain perseverance during this Lenten season. And it can continue to be successful even when we celebrate the Easter mysteries. The joy of having that resurrection, the joy of being with our Lord in his risen form. But for now, our Lord asks us to look upon the sufferings that we give to him, that we contribute due to our lack of recognizing our Lord from time to time, from these ways that we try to ignore our Lord. Let us try to continue to recognize Him in each and every action we do. And that is why it is always good that we begin our day with the sign of the Holy Cross, to end it as well with the sign of the Holy Cross. That is why when we eat and partake of the fruits of the earth, we ask God's blessings, because He has blessed us so much. Therefore, dear faithful, as we begin this second week of Lent, which in our calendar here in the church, we will celebrate very soon, actually right after this Mass, the first Vespers of Saint Joseph, and in a few days too, another patron saint of the Institute, Saint Benedict. These two saints have persevered to the end, and they can be our models of saints this evening, as well as Saint Cyril that we commemorate, Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, who was known for his great teaching, for his preaching, with eloquence, with such beauty, with no needed preparation of a paper. And he catechized so many people in preparation for the faith, that he did that with such great exactitude, with such great devotion, and such great respect and love for our Lord, that he did that for several years. So these saints, Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, Saint Joseph, protector of the universal church, and Saint Benedict, patron of monasticism, patron of Europe. Let us think of these saints who persevered, and we can persevere with them. If our trials become a little bit harder during these next weeks, let us pray to them. Let us pray especially the Litany of Saint Joseph with more fervor as we prepare for his upcoming feast, because we need that unity with the communion of saints in order to get by through the daily things that we do and have to submit to or to put up with. But let us do this all in perseverance in our Lord Jesus Christ, that He may call us by our name at that final moment here on earth, so that we may be called again and be rejoined with Him in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.